So Jesus was talking about a horse bearing lectures. Is it specifically the stronger type of horse?
I hear it more referred to in this, it's a complimentary phrase really as far as an individual, because he's strong and he's good and he gets the job done. I think of the term stud as far as a horse is concerned, just for mating purposes.
What about stallion?
I don't use that. It's been used, and I'm familiar with it. It being a big male, strong male horse, that's used to. It's a good specimen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and say everyone around here likes to
ride horses.
Okay, you
say
last year
he rode.
Okay, and you say, but I have never
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell off. Okay. And say a little child went to sleep in bed, woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning.
He fell out of bed.
Okay. And the things that you put on the horse's feet to protect them.
Horseshoes.
Okay. And a game that you play?
Horseshoes.
Did you ever see a game played with similar to that, but using rings instead?
Yes, I've seen a game similar to that.
What was that called?
We call it ring toss.
Okay. And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hoof.
Okay, and then all a horse has four?
Four hoofs.
Okay. And the male sheep is called?
I don't know. Let's see. I know I've heard of it, but as far as it coming to me, I can't remember.
Ram or
buck? Oh, yeah, well, it's a ram.
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the female?
I don't remember.
You or yo?
Well, I was thinking of you, yes. Yes, that came to me, but I associated it with just a young sheep. Usually the wool.
And talking about hogs, the male hog is called the
boar.
Any other names? Was that word nice to
use? It wasn't commonly used, no, because it was kind of looked on. We thought of that term as being used of the male, and we thought of the male being used for sexual purposes to reproduce. And so we kind of steered away from it.
What would you have to say? Any
nicer? Well, we just called it hogs.
Mm-hmm. What about, you talk about hogs, you know, when they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
Okay, and then when they get older, they're?
Well, they're shoals.
Okay, about how big is a shoal?
Well, usually it's 50, 75 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of it as in terms of the weight, instead of the age?
Or right, uh-huh.
What about the female? What's she called?
A sow.
Okay. What if she's never been bred?
Well, she's still a sow. Mm-hmm.
What about, say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say he was going to do?
Castrate. Mm-hmm. Castrate.
Okay. Would you use that same word on talking about a horse or a calf?
No. You wouldn't use the same term because you don't necessarily perform the same operation.
Wouldn't use the same term.
In what
term? I don't know what term you use for the others.
Any other terms?
Serves the same purpose, but it's not the same act. She don't do the same thing.
Any other terms for
clamp?
What?
Did you say a boar? I mean, you said a horse or a bull?